Writing of examinations have entered the second week today, and they're expected to end by the first of next month. But we need to know, have a projection, or also look back and see how this has gone on so far. Well, we have Simon Nyok from the South Sudan Examination Council.
Yes, Simon, good morning. Good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Very good morning to you, Sabrina.
Yes. Simon, the examination enters its second week, the Senior 4, of course, final examinations. So far, how has it been? Has there been any, standouts, like multi-practices? How has the examination generally been so far?
Well, thank you very much, Sabrina Williams, for contacting me this morning to provide some general updates on how the exam is progressing so far. It's my pleasure to inform our audience that the exams have been progressing well. We are monitoring very closely every step of the way, and we are glad with the way the exam has progressed so far. And I am very optimistic that the next 4 days will be as successful as the past few days.
Mm-hmm. So it has been successful so far. Previous examinations have been reports of multi-practices, reports of leaking exams and all that. This year, have we heard of any of those reports?
Well, I think it's always a good thing for any progressive institutions to look forward and to avoid mistake of the past. The National Examination Council has put in place measures to curb or avert all sorts of exam malpractices that have happened in the past. And so this year we actually deployed heavily monitors and security officers in all examinations stations across the nations. Mm-hmm. A huge development and a massive deployment as well. And so it is one of the strategies that we put in place, and that's why we have been able to move on successfully so far.
Yes, and have all the schools actually received their papers and everything is going normal all over the country?
Yes, all the schools, all the stations across the nation of 398 examination centers received their examinations on time, and on time, yeah, I mean before the exam begin. We had a few challenges reaching some stations, terrain, the flood effects of the region, especially Upper Nile. We had issues getting there, but it was helped by our partners. We were able to get there with help of choppers. We are not able to land with the other aircraft. So far, it was a great, a difficult task, but we managed. And we were able to deliver all the examination papers to all the stations.
That's great to hear. And are there any other setback or regrets so far when it comes to these examinations? Because we had places like Pibor, for example. There's only one girl only sitting for this year's examinations.
Well, it's not actually one girl, they are three. And I think they have also quite a number of girls that are sitting in the displaced center, which is based in Juba. And it is quite regretting that the number of girls in this particular area has been diminishing. And I think that is something that the industry should pay attention to. How to attract girls and maintain them in the schools, especially in these particular areas, and areas basically where we have problems of retaining girls' child in school. So it's something that the ministry needs to pay attention to.
Mm. And places like Akobo, they're sitting for the first time in over 10 years. Why has it taken so long for these places to have examination numbers?
You know the problem of these particular areas, and the war, the violence, and the floods. But we have been having candidates all along sitting primary school exams. Mm-hmm. You know that secondary school are not too many in our country, and for a small place like Akoba to put in place a secondary school, I think it is a progress. It's an achievement that we need to celebrate. So far, we've been having candidates in primary school, but the fact that we are able to have candidates now sitting in Singapore in this particular place is something that we need to appreciate the government of Dongle State.
All right. And finally, Simon, what message do you have to send out when it comes to these particular examinations taking place right now?
Well, I do not have anything else on my own that I need to put out, but I just need to echo what my minister put out on Friday, giving out general warning to all station managers to ensure that they are vigilant and maintain examination security at all times. The goal here is that we have a level playing field for every child in South Sudan. We don't have any undue advantage over the others. So that's why we have all that due deployment of monitors and security across the nation. And so I just need to reemphasize that the Gamma and candidates are be protected and treated well. They're also happy with the parents for the support they have given to their children during this examination time. It's a difficult time, but they are determined. And so I just wish to send support to them in the next 4 days, because it's the last moment of their secondary education to wish them all the success.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Thank
here, we do appreciate.
Much.
All right. Thank you. We do appreciate your time. Simon Nyoki is from the South Sudan Examination Council talking to us this morning on how examination so far has been going.